house.
If we open the door to superstition, where does that lead?
I feel she's there, trying to reach me.
I believe even the most rational mind can play tricks with the dark.
Who's there?
They prey on those most in need.
Okay, here's the deal. Daniel Radcliffe tries to break out from his Harry Potter role in a gothic ghost story. He plays a man hired to settle the estate of a dead woman in a secluded English village. However, he soon discovers that she might still be lurking around as a vengeful ghost. The woman in black is definitely creepy, with plenty of jump scares and eerie atmospheres. It's old school horror rather than the found footage mess we see nowadays. As a slow burn, the film works, and it gives plenty, if not a bit too many, cheap jump scares. But Radcliffe does a fine job not playing Harry Potter here and giving us, for the most part, a different film. Though sadly, this movie will be better than any audience you see it with, because the unwashed masses will likely get restless and start texting, tweeting, and talking through the otherwise suspenseful moments. The Woman in Black gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.